Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
This is what people are talking about. It's your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
Let's get to The Voice. We've been playing for weeks now Billie Eilish's hit song, Birds of a Feather. Well, Team Gwen's Sydney Sterlace defeated her opponent by singing Birds of a Feather, and it's really good.
Birds of a feather, we should stick together. I know I said I'd never think I wasn't better alone. Can't change the weather, might not be forever, but it's forever. It's
whoa!
Even
ooh, not pretty bad. Good. And keep in mind, Billie Eilish, if you want to see her in Chicago, we have your chance all week, 7:20, to win those tickets.
Number two.
Jenna Fischer, known as Pam from The Office, revealed that she has been battling breast cancer. She is speaking very openly about her diagnosis on the Today Show with Hoda, and she shared that cancer changed her outlook on life.
All of the most important things became so clear so quickly. And also, I'll say, I find the world to be such a beautiful place in all of its quirkiness.
I give her a lot of credit to be able to still find some of the beauty in the world when you've been hit with a diagnosis like that. And the first phone call she made when she found out that she had breast cancer was to Christina Applegate, who had also battled breast cancer. And those two have been in movies together, and they're really good friends, and that she has been a good support system for her. But she did talk about how she postponed her routine mammogram finally getting into the mammogram a few weeks later. And on the mammogram, they said things were fine, but because she had dense breasts, and that's what is so important for a lot of women to know here, they recommended that she do a follow-up ultrasound. And that's when they detected the breast cancer.
Really?
So, I mean, this is something that's very personal, near and dear to my heart.
Absolutely,
yeah. If you've been listening to the show, maybe you just are joining us now. My family's been hit with several breast cancer diagnoses. We've found out that we have this BRCA2 gene mutation. Though some of the women in our family that have been diagnosed don't have the mutation.
Well, go figure.
But have been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yeah.
So I have that mutation, too, and went through the bilateral mastectomy and the reconstructive surgery last year. I had very dense breasts, and I had the gene mutation.
As you mentioned, Jenna Fischer as well.
Yes, and so now more and more, they're telling women that if you have dense breasts, your risks are a little bit higher, and that mammograms don't really detect if there's an abnormality. They don't detect that. So it's important for you to go get those MRIs and those ultrasounds on top of that. But the crappy thing is, this is where they're trying to battle with insurance and things like that.
Yeah, that's hard.
Because the mammograms are covered more than those MRIs are, but it's life-saving measures to take and to be proactive with that and ask these questions. And if you don't know if you have dense breasts, talk to your doctor and find out.
So let me ask you this now. Are you the person, let's say you have dense breasts, do you have to say, oh, well, the mammogram is clear. Guess what? I have dense breasts. I need to take this further. Or does your healthcare provider help you do that and say, you know what?
You need to talk to your doctor about
that. Okay, that's what it
is? Because my situation, I just know that I went to the mammogram and then they said you have to go to the breast MRI.
Oh, so they help you. But everybody's different.
Yes, you really should ask those questions. And again, know your risks and don't skip those appointments. Mm-hmm. They're really important. I mean, look what Jenna Fischer is dealing with right now. And I give her credit for speaking so openly about it.
Absolutely.
To try to provide information, and knowledge is power. In this case, knowledge can save lives.
Number one.
All right, we're going to end on a little bit of a funny here. Which parent growing up in your life was the disciplined parent that you're maybe more fearful of? Because Seth Meyers said growing up, he was so scared of his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to think he's that way with his kids. Yeah, not so much.
I was afraid of my dad.
Yeah.
And the other day I was driving and my kid was in the backseat with one of his friends, and I was getting frustrated. And my son said to his friend, "Oh, watch, my dad's about to lose it. It's hilarious." I was like, it's not supposed to be hilarious. It's supposed to affect your behavior.
No, but it doesn't. It doesn't.
You're not scary at all.
All my dad had to do is say my name or yell my name, and there's a certain way, and you're like, ooh, you just freeze up. The blood would come out of your face. Your stomach would feel upset, and you're like, oh, gosh, I am so scared right now. I do that with my kids, especially my oldest, Noah, who's now 25. I'd scream at him. It would kind of like bounce off of him or go in one ear and come out the other. What?
So were they...
I'm trying to be mean.
Were they more intimidated by your wife?
No, I don't think they were intimidated by either one of us.
Either? Because when we were growing up, it was not our dad. Our dad was a softie. Raising four daughters, if we would just start crying and put on the waterworks...
Oh, then he backed off.
He immediately said, I know you're sorry. I know. Our mom... Oh,
okay, that's defeat.
She wouldn't care if we would cry. She was stone cold. She'd look right at you like, I know what you're doing.
See,
get
okay,
to your room.
I think it's the gender thing. I think it's because my son, I would do that. And if I would catch him doing something and he would be really upset, I would sit there and say, I'm not going to buy that. You're lying. But when it came to my daughters, okay, just don't let that happen. With my wife, Jess, it's the opposite. It's like with the girls, you need to toughen up. With the boy, it was... Well, don't yell at him. He's just a little baby. What is this? What? Come on.
Moms know our games.
Three must-hear clips is brought to you by The Yard. Maintenance-free outdoor furniture. Visit bytheyard.net.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.